Jason read us the story of the first disciple and disciples. Now, this event happens very early in Jesus' military experience and ministry. He is becoming such a popular speaker that multitudes of people crowd around to hear him and hear what next word is going to come from his mouth. In our scripture today, Jesus is by the Sea of Galilee, and a crowd gathers to hear him teach his Father's word. He saw two small fishing boats on the shore, and he got into one of those boats, and one of them belonged to Simon Peter. Now, Peter was probably standing knee-deep in water, washing his nets after a really long night of fishing. And then Jesus comes and says, "Hey, push out your boat a little bit." I don't know what he was thinking, but after a long night of fishing, I'm sure that wasn't what was first on his mind. So he did push out, and Jesus spent time teaching and talking to the people. When Jesus finished teaching, he told Peter in verse 4 to launch out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Now, as I said, Peter had just spent the entire night out in the deep water fishing, and he had caught absolutely nothing. This was not recreational fishing like some of us do. This was hard work. All night long, he and his partners had been rowing their boat, casting out their nets, hauling them in, casting them out, hauling them in, with nothing to show for it. If we look at verse 5, it says, "Master," which is a title of respect and reverence. He says, "Master, we have worked. We have labored and toiled all night and caught nothing." Now, Peter was a professional fisherman, and he did this for a living. He knew how to fish, and he knew when to fish. In this particular lake, early in the morning was not the right time, and this really seemed like a crazy idea to him. But Peter responded, "At your word, I will let down the net. Because you say so, I will." What Peter was saying? He was saying yes to Jesus. "I trust you, Lord." As Peter and the crew obeyed, the result is success and near disaster at the same time. God blessed them, and they caught an enormous amount of fish. It was so many fish that they needed two boats. They were calling out to their neighbors, "Hey, come help me," because their nets were at the point of breaking. They called, and the fish were loaded into the boats, and there were still so many that the boats were sinking as they were coming into the shore. Now, do you think that those fish had not been in the sea hours earlier? Had they somehow outsmarted Peter and his crew? I believe God miraculously brought those fish to his nets. And I believe it was to reward Peter for his faithful obedience. When we obey, God moves. When we say yes to Jesus, God begins to work in our lives. Here are some other examples that the Bible shows us about when people say yes. Exodus 14, Moses had led the children of Israel out of Egypt after the first Passover. God had miraculously killed the firstborn son in every Egyptian home and had spared the Israelite sons. As they were fleeing Egypt, the Israelites came beyond a big sea. It was called the Red Sea. There was no bridge, there were no boats, no way to get across. Pharaoh and his armies had horses and chariots, and they were closing in on them very fast. God told Moses, "Raise your staff over the sea." And when he did, when he obeyed, when he said, "Yes, Lord," God sent a mighty eastern wind to part the waters and the Red Sea so that the Israelites were able to cross over onto dry land. When we obey, God moves. Judges 7, I really like this story personally. He had chosen Gideon to lead his army in a battle against the Midianites. Now, Gideon had 32,000 men to fight an army that was up to 150,000 people. God told Gideon, "Your army of 32,000 is way too big." See, God didn't want the Israelites to think that they had won the battle on their own power and strength. He wanted to make sure that they knew it was he who fought for them and gave them victory. He told Gideon to send those who were fearful and afraid home. Gideon obeyed. He said, "Yes, Lord." And he sent 22,000 men home, leaving only 10,000. But God said, Gideon, there are still too many. So he gave them a test. Only 300 men passed that test. So Gideon obediently sent the other 9,700 soldiers home. Gideon told him that he would use the 300 to win the battle against the Midianites with over 150,000 soldiers. Next, God told Gideon to give his army the weapons that they would need for battle, and he gave each soldier a trumpet and clay pots with a torch in them. And he instructed them, "Watch me and do as I do." Now, I have often wondered what the Israelite soldiers thought when those weapons were distributed. Now, okay, 150,000 people over here with all these fancy types of armory, and over here there's 300 of us. And you're giving me a trumpet, a clay pot, and a torch. Okay, so is this guy crazy? I'm sure that's what they were thinking. We're going to fight the greatest army on earth. So it's really like giving somebody a feather duster, a fly swatter, and a kazoo. I mean, really, if you measure them, right? So Gideon divided his army into three groups of 100 men. And in the middle of the night, they surrounded the Midianite camp on the hills around them. In the very early hours of the morning, they blew their trumpets. They smashed their clay pots, exposing the torches. And they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon." Then God moved. The noise and the light, it startled the soldiers. It startled them so much that they started turning on each other and killing each other. And they began running away in fear. When we obey God, he moves. When we say yes to Jesus, he goes to work. And then a short one for those of you that have children. You may remember Abraham. God told Abraham to sacrifice your only son Isaac to me. Abraham responded, "Yes, yes, Lord." And then, because of that obedience, God provided a lamb sacrifice. Back to our story in Luke. When Peter saw the great catch of fish, he fell at Jesus' feet and he said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." See, when we get close to Jesus, it makes us see how sinful we really are. By nature, we compare ourselves to other people. We say, "I'm as spiritual as that guy," or "I'm as good a Christian as he is or she is." But I found when we compare ourselves to Jesus, we realize how sinful we really are and how far we need to go. We also see how much we need God's grace and God's mercy. When Peter obeyed, God not only blessed him with a great catch of fish, but Jesus gave him another job to do. Jesus told him, "From now on, you will fish for men." Here is Jesus' call to Peter to be a worker for him. Now just pretend you're Peter. What if all of a sudden you brought in these fish and Jesus said, "I've got another job for you"? Yeah, I know where I'd be first. Okay, anyway, when we say yes to Jesus, God does reward us. He rewards us with many opportunities. But remember, when he gives you an opportunity, he's going to help you through it. He's not just going to throw you out there. He's going to walk you through it. And because Peter was faithful in the small things, like letting down a simple net, God led him to become one of the greatest leaders of the early church. It's amazing to me how Peter and others responded. If you look at verse 11, they pulled their boats onto shore right after getting that greatest catch of their lives, and they left it. They just left it there, and they forsook everything, and they followed Jesus. These men had two full boats of fish, maybe worth more than they could earn in months of fishing, and they left it all. They left their boats, their fish, their nets, their families, and their friends, and they followed Jesus. What are you holding on to that prevents you from obeying the Lord? Why do you think God included all these stories in his wonderful word? I think it's to teach us that there's something about saying yes to God. It's the right thing to do. I feel it's the best way to serve. It teaches us that God blesses obedience. I believe that God is calling some of you today to step up and obey him. He's calling you to say yes to him. He may have been after you for months. He's calling some of you maybe to commit your life to him, maybe to get baptized, Maybe to get serious about living for him and quit playing at being a Christian. Maybe to step up and be a witness for him at home with family members or at church or at school or friends on a team. He wants you to live like Christ before others so that you can witness for him. Your testimony will be valued and it will be valid. Just say yes. Maybe it's that you need to change jobs so that you can spend more time in ministry. Maybe as a young person, it's to break away or work on a relationship that's unhealthy and make it healthy. Maybe give up a hobby, a job, a sport, or another activity that keeps you out of serving. Maybe for some of you, and it could be if you're young or old, to go home and apologize to your mom and dad for being such a rebellious kid and promise them that with God's help, you will obey and honor them. And maybe he's calling you to just go and serve others. Whatever he's calling you to do, give up your fish or give up anything, he will always fill it with something greater. Consider saying yes to Jesus. If you call, I will say yes. Amen.